Well, today is March the 9th of 2008, and we're going to have a discussion on values. And in review of that, Bishop Ramsey had been here several months ago and asked us to consider revisioning our church. And so as a process of that, recommended books that they gave us, like Changing Your Church for Good and so forth, we've been reading and thinking about them. And now we're actually starting into that process of defining our values and then coming up with a vision for our church. When we read Changing the Church for Good, they had two values that they illustrated in there. One of them was that they value evangelism. Evangelism was something that they valued in their Baptist church up in Detroit. And the other one is they valued excellence. They thought excellence honors God. And so when they did things in church, so those are two illustrations that they had. I went to the website and printed out the values that are on there for our denomination to kind of give you some ideas or illustrations. One of them is, we adhere to the confession of faith. One of the things that we value is our confession of faith. It hasn't changed since it was first authored, and it won't change. The other one, the second one is that we respect unity amidst diversity. That is a value of our denomination, that we are united even though we're not always exactly the same in our thoughts and ideas. We seek the lost is a third one. We as a denomination seek the lost, and that could be a value that we could text into our values. We demonstrate social concern is another. We are concerned about the social environment around us. That's a value of our church. We preserve our Christian witness is another one. We protect the family is a value of our denomination. We esteem each other. We value, edify, esteem each other. And we link with the larger church. So those are all values, core values of our denomination. And the logic that I'm working from is we need a vision. And it's my understanding that vision is based on your values. And you base your values on your virtues. So we took the Micah passage that's on the front of the bulletin to be what we put as our core virtues, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. We took those as our core virtues for our church, that we would be people of integrity, that we would walk humbly, and we would be merciful in our relationship with others. So we took those as our virtues. And now we're trying to figure out our values from there. And once we get our values, then what we would do is develop a mission statement to fit into those values. So on your outline there, it says, we value blank. As you thought about this over the week, what are some of the things in your life that you came up with that you value? Who would be willing to share? Yeah. We value family. Okay, write that one down. Family. And of course, the church family is a part of that. That's a good one. Yeah. Bible-based. B-I-B, Bible-based teaching. Putting the scriptures in the center of the values would be a very good idea, and being unwilling to swerve from that would be a, but yet doing that humbly and mercifully and gracefully as we do that. Yeah, that's a good one. Who else has one that they'd like to put on the list? Probably what we'll do is we'll come up with a list, and then the board will sort through that and define these down. It won't be as long as the list of the ones on the international website, but somewhere between 3 to 7, maybe 5, I don't know, core values. Anyway, those are good ones. Who else has one?
Prayer.
That's a good one. We value prayer. One of the values that I put of my four is I value life. Life is something that I value, and that's eternal life and temporal life. And the bottom line on it is that I want to enjoy life while it lasts. I want to do the best I can to walk joyfully and enjoy life. Who else has one that they would like to put on? So when I talk about eternal life, I'm talking about evangelism. When I talk about eternal life and I'm talking about temporal life, I'm talking about standing against abortion and types of things like that. I'm pro-life.